Docs Mo here. Welcome. Americans have Powerball fever yet again, with the recent payout being worth $1.6 billion. Given this event, I thought it would be worth revisiting a post I did originally in 2016 about how to make your children, and everyone's children for that matter, lottery winners. Yes, I'm going to discuss an alternative way that those lottery dollars you may be tempted to spend on lottery tickets can be diverted to make your children winners in the lottery that really matters, the lottery of life. So sit back, open up your imaginations, and listen to my advice to Powerball players all over the country.
Welcome to Portable Practical Pediatrics, a podcast for parents and families, a place dedicated to children and their well-being. And now, direct from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, here's your host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
In order to comprehend what I'm going to suggest, we need to first look at some basic facts about the Powerball lottery. First, understand that Americans spend about $65 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, a year on lottery tickets. That translates to the average family spending $630 a year on lotteries. Yes, $65 billion where the player's chance of winning is extremely remote, something in the order of one chance in 292 million. At some level, players of these lotteries must understand that means that for every person who wins, 291,999,999 people will lose their money. To make matters worse, a large percentage of these lottery players are really poor and they really can't afford this. These must be very desperate people, or I guess the other players are people with money to burn. To make matters even worse, even for the very few players who end up winning, there's a good chance that not only will their families, friends, and society prey on them because of their winnings, but they will more than likely end up ultimately in serious financial trouble. Expensive to play, an infinitesimal chance of winning, along with an often ugly end game, makes me wonder, why does anyone go for this? Because they want a better life and an easier life. Okay, that got me thinking. What if there were a much easier way to make life better for a family, especially their children? What if you could spend the same amount of money you would have on Powerball and have an almost surefire way to improve your children's chance of a great life? In an ever-increasing society falling into the haves and the have-nots, anything we can do to make every child a winner of life's lottery, we need to do that. Well, we already know how to do that. But first, a little more background information. I think it's generally understood that the higher a child's literacy level and academic level that they achieve, the higher their earning potential will be during their life. Early access to books, rich language, and reading is paramount to success in life for most children. Listen to what some old and new research says about how the number of books in a child's home affects their school performance. Quote, while low-income children have, on average, four children's books in their homes, a team of researchers concluded that nearly two-thirds of the low-income families they studied owned no books for their children. Furthermore, quote, children in low-income families lack essential one-on-one reading time. The average child growing up in a middle-class family has been exposed to between 1,000 and 1,700 hours of one-on-one picture book reading. The average child growing up in less economically stable family, in contrast, has only been exposed to 25 hours of one-on-one reading. Furthermore, the most successful way to improve the reading achievement of low-income children is to increase their access to print. Communities ranking high in achievement tests have several factors in common: an abundance of books in public libraries, easy access to books in the community at large, and a large number of textbooks per student. And finally, The only behavior measure that correlates significantly with reading scores is the number of books in the home. An analysis of national data set of nearly 100,000 United States school children found that access to printed materials, and not poverty, is the critical variable affecting reading acquisition. Now, in the same monograph, the authors cite the following statistics. The average high school dropout, their lifetime earnings, all the money they earn as an adult, equals about $595,000. The average high school graduate, their lifetime earnings, about $1,066,000. And the average two-year college graduate, they average earning $1.5 million. That's $1 million difference between the high school dropout's lifetime earnings and a child who achieves 2 years of college. $1 million winning for the child who is read to frequently and who has a rich library of books in their homes. Having $1 million dropped on you is very much like winning a Powerball lottery, isn't it? What if we could convince families who like to play lotteries that instead of spending their $630 a year on lottery tickets, that they could buy books for their children when they are young and read them aloud to them over and over again? Some quick calculation that I did reveals that if a family spent their $630 a year on new hardback children's books for the first 5 years of the child's life, they would amass a library of 174 books to enjoy. If they spent the same amount of money on new paperbacks, the total would be 484 books. Imagine if they bought used books. Whoa, they'd have a whole library in their house. So here is Doxmo's wish for America. Give up on the risky bets, America, and go with the sure thing, literacy. It may be fun fantasizing about instant wealth, but not only will it likely not happen, your $630 a year could have been spent on a surefire way to better your children's future, a life of literacy. Here's a Doxmo pearl for you. A young mind is like a new Ferrari waiting to drive full throttle. Don't waste that opportunity on Powerball. Well, as always, thanks for joining me. If you enjoy thinking and learning about pediatrics with PEDcast, take a moment and subscribe at my blog, www.doxmo.com, or on iTunes. You can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Google+. And if you have stories or ideas of how to get more reading going on at young children, send your ideas to my blog. I'll share them with tens of thousands of my listeners. This is Doxmo in Studio 1E, you know, first child's bedroom, east side of the house, reminding you not to fret. Reading to your kids is a sure bet. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doxmo.com website. This Doxmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.